Hello guys, and welcome to the final episode of the Conquered series. Throughout this journey that we have spanned here on the TLP weblog, we discussed ways in which we could truly overcome our weaknesses. We discussed ways through which we could truly achieve enduring superlative success in life. The human existence is epitomized by its many weaknesses. These are essentially traits or qualities that keep us from truly realizing our potential. These are the weaknesses that keep us human, that keep us from truly achieving greatness. However, as we work our way through tackling the various aspects of the redundant human life, we slowly start to realize that we indeed love our weaknesses. We realize that our weaknesses indeed make our life worthwhile. We derive joy from indulging in our weaknesses. We love to be lazy. We love to succumb to temptations. We love the illusory human existence to death. There would be many who vehemently disagree with me at this point, but to realize the truth, one need only introspect. Why are we always reluctant to get out of our comfort zone and try the impossible? Why are we always content with mediocrity? Why do we incessantly wallow in the pits of anxiety and depression? The answers to all these questions lie in the simple fact. The fact that in the end, we are but human. In the end, we are mere men who are subject to the weaknesses that plague the human existence. We are mere men who are subject to the torment of this turbulent bipolar existence. But there is one choice that we can make for ourselves. There is one decision that we can take. We are born as mere men, but that does not mean that we have to live like mere humans. That does not mean that we have to embrace our weaknesses and forego the pursuit of a loftier existence. The fact that we are born as mere men does not mean that we have to die the same. This is what the Conquered series truly represents. A humble endeavor to truly relate the ways in which we as humans can rise above the weaknesses that make us human and once again aspire to glory and greatness that we dream of in our sleepless nights. In closing, I would say not but this. To achieve greatness, to achieve enduring superlative success, takes a great deal of sacrifice and understanding on part of the seeker. It takes great resolve to willfully uplift ourselves from the human existence that is firmly entrenched in the instinctive weaknesses that are an indivisible part of it. It takes great understanding to acknowledge that at the altar of greatness, petty desires have to be sacrificed. But for why? Why do we have to let go? Why do we have to sacrifice that one part of ourselves that truly makes us human? Why? For the simple fact that we as humans were shaped in the image of God, but yet we fell and came to earth as men. Men who were plagued by suffrage, men who suffered pain. But still hope remains, for a light endures. A light that bodes a new beginning. From God we came, and in God shall we melt. Though we can do so not as humans, but as gods ourselves. Success and greatness aside, this is what we here at Team Silentium truly wish to convey through this series. Shed your weaknesses. Aspire to divinity. Evolve. Be not human. Take care.